check-in on the Serta Counting Sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Save this Memorial Day. Shop at a retailer near you.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Talked a little bit earlier about the Brandon Nimmo trade. Marcus Semien coming back in the trade. Nimmo having to waive his no trade clause to go to the Texas Rangers. On the surface, you know, it is jarring because it's not something we had thought about or talked about. And obviously you're getting an older player back who's not as good offensively. And Brandon Nimmo's been just a great Met, a great teammate, a great personality. But it tells you a couple of things. One, war is important to David Stearns, because even though Brandon Nimmo has better offensive numbers, Marcus Semien the last number of years has had a significantly better war. And also, run prevention needed to get better defensively, and it also knocks a couple years off if you look at the contracts and having to deal with the guaranteed money through whatever year. Simeon's contract doesn't run as long.
Basically, 3 more years.
Yeah, so what it means for the rest of the offseason remains to be seen. You and CeeLo believe that it means that Pete Alonso is coming back. I don't necessarily...
Well, there's something else that's going to go on here, and that is going to be the trade of Kodai Senga. That feels like that's imminent as well. And, you know, there's going to also be most likely the trade of Jeff McNeil. They may have to eat some of that contract. I mean, so they are definitely retooling this team, and they're trying to do it where they think that they can not only get a bang for their buck, but also get better defensive players at certain positions, which also leads me to believe that they have to still be in on Pete Alonso. You know, I just really feel like that is going to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I need to know what outfielder they're going to replace Brandon Nimmo with before I know how they're going to treat Pete Alonso. Because well, I think they go hand in hand, don't you?
Yeah, as far as the money is concerned, too, when you think about it. So Kodai Senga, I think, is probably, where is he? He's the fifth highest paid player in the league. He's making $15 million.
On the team, right?
On the team, yeah, not in the league. $15 million on the team. So, and he's got, let's see, I guess he's got a club option. So essentially, he's got 3 more years as well. I see them moving money around, meaning that they have to be making a number of big offers to a number of different players. The thing that worries me is going to be their pitching staff now.
Yeah.
Because they already bought out Sean Manaea.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frankie Montas.
Frankie Montas.
Yes, not Manaea.
Yeah.
But he was out for the season anyway, so that didn't really matter. But yeah, I think like you think about like the Kyle Tucker or the Cody Bellinger. I mean, are the Mets going to go above and beyond and spend more money on either one of those two guys than the Yankees or Dodgers would, like they did with Juan Soto last year? I don't know.
But the point is like if you have Juan Soto on your team and you're paying him all this much money, don't you have to surround him with quality baseball players to at least give them a shot?
Oh, yeah, of course. But why? Who's saying they shouldn't?
But that's why I'm saying this is why you're moving guys in and out and moving guys around. You're trying to get better defensively. You have a little bit more flexibility at the back end of Simeon's contract. They're going to trade Senga. They're going to get rid of McNeil. You got to believe that those two guys, by moving those guys out, gives more flexibility with the amount of money that you're going to spend now.
Listen, I'm fine with trading Kodai Senga. From what I've seen, he's absolutely frustrating, but he is one of those guys that's a candidate to figure it out somewhere else and be very good, because we've seen him be very, very good here, but then all of a sudden, you know, it's a tweak, it's an injury, he doesn't feel right, and this and that, can't get himself back together. It's been a very odd tenure with Kodai Senga as a Met, so if they're going to trade him, I don't have an issue with it, because he has been frustrating, but he's also one of those guys that I could see us looking up at the All-Star break next year and be like, freaking Kodai Senga's an All-Star for Arizona. God
damn it. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, that's the other thing, too, is I...
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, who will they trade him to, and what will they get in return for him?
Yeah. And is it just more of a money dump, or do they believe that they can get something back significantly to contribute to the major league club? So, yeah, I mean, a couple of interesting things that have gone on early in this offseason. I think, you know, early December is where things start to really get going. I think it was December 11th, somewhere in there, where Juan Soto signed last year. So,
a little percolation
spot for everybody.
Yes.
If you want to talk about the Mets or anything else, 888-808-1019. Tony is in West Haven, Connecticut. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Boomer Geo. Oh, yeah.
What's happening, Tony?
Listen, I got to thank you guys, because you guys put on AJ and Big Justice Friday, and I taped it for my son. And him and his friends are the biggest fans of these two. And to watch Big Justice last night deliver a stunner in the ring and then drop the boom was so funny. I mean, the kids went crazy after he did it. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And here it is right here on CBS Sports Network. This will be the first time that I'm seeing this. Oh, there's the stunner. Oh, there's the stunner.
Look at Big Justice. He's got his little uniform on.
Oh,
man. He's got his little ring suit on, you know?
That was for a young guy who is, I mean, his dad's the wrestler, and he's just learning how to do it. That was a very impressive maneuver for the young man.
And I'm telling you, Boomer, you were so right when you said he's got this charisma, because these kids love him. I mean, they were going nuts for him yesterday when he got in the ring. And this kid is living his life, man. He is living the ultimate dream. He gets to go to the Super Bowls. He's going to go to World Cup. Now he's in wrestling. I mean, this kid is living the dream.
Yeah, he really is. And there he goes down there big time. He just got pushed down by whoever that dude was. That's CM Punk there. And then the Rizzler comes to his defense.
The Rizzler who ate the cheeseburgers.
you see the Rizzler right. With his cape on and his jeans? I mean,
But Big Justice definitely he's got an aura about him. There's just something about him that just makes him really likable. And just... He's smart. He's really smart.
I just love watching it again on the
delay. And he
gets
to hang out with his dad doing crap like this. This has got to be like the best. I mean, where's AJ? AJ's got to come off the top shelf and, you know, knock that guy out.
I'm sure he did at some point. You know, those are just the, I don't know if they have another clip of AJ doing anything, but. Professional wrestling is funny, man. It really is. It is funny. But the Rizzler with his boom cape running over there with his jeans and his t-shirt checking on his buddy. You okay, Big Justice? You okay? Yeah, Rizzler. Come on. Let's go get him.
Riz, man. We got some chicken wings in the back. Let's go. Chicken fingers.
Right. On a glazed donut, chicken fingers, and a cheeseburger.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.